This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm News Director Krista Omenzon. Beginning Tuesday, if you buy something in Santa Cruz County, you'll need to bring your own bag or be ready to pay 10 cents for a paper bag. The ban on single-use plastic bags affects all businesses in the unincorporated areas of the county, except restaurants. But there is an effort underway to include them in the ban. KAZU's Doug McKnight reports.
Delilicious is a neighborhood restaurant in the Live Oak community just east of Santa Cruz. You can get breakfast or lunch, but what you can't get is a plastic bag to carry your food home. Carla Oliveira owns Delilicious.
I just decided because I want to help, you know, Santa Cruz. I want to help, you know, the community to have more the mentality to be as the world was before. You know, we have to do everything ourselves. And one of the things is you carry your own bag.
Restaurants aren't part of Santa Cruz County's new ban on plastic bags. A group associated with plastic bag manufacturers sued the county but agreed to drop the lawsuit if restaurants were excluded. Delilicious is one of a handful that has voluntarily agreed to stop using disposable plastic bags. They did so after the environmental group, Save Our Shores, contacted them.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm calling from Save Our Shores. I was wondering if I could speak to a store manager.
Sarah Maxwell is an intern at Save Our Shores. She's calling restaurants, trying to get them to join the voluntary effort. There are about 150 restaurants in the unincorporated area of Santa Cruz County. Save Our Shores is focusing on 40 that they call leaders, hoping to eventually motivate all restaurants to join the ban. Lauren Dockendorf is program coordinator for Save Our Shores. She emphasizes that while restaurants are not the number one source for plastic bag pollution, they are significant.
Not every purchase, like as in a grocery store, but most purchases you would get a plastic bag with. So we don't want to make them exempt to this rule because they do give plastic pollution.
Dockendorf knows firsthand the effect these bags can have on area beaches.
We've found over 34,000 plastic bags within the last 5 years, since 2007. So we do find an average of about 20 bags a cleanup.
More than two dozen other California cities and counties have similar laws. Mark Stone is the Santa Cruz County supervisor behind the ban. He says that if enough restaurants voluntarily give up plastic bags, Santa Cruz County could become a model for a statewide law.
There will be a state solution at some point. If we're able to successfully implement this and show that it works, then the state will need to consider restaurants, consider all point-of-sale retail as they do their legislation.
Recent attempts by the state legislature to ban plastic bags have failed. Stone believes that for now, just having this local law on the books is an important step forward.
The next generation probably wouldn't even need this ordinance because it'll be a part of our internal values of how we want to address the environment. My kids, their kids, I'm hoping we'll be able to go back to the time when we didn't have the proliferation of plastic bags.
Save Our Shores' Lauren Dockendorf imagines a day when there are no plastic bags.
So we want to see less of these city tumbleweeds coming around. We want to see less of these exotic flowers in our trees that are plastic bags and just have it be a healthier community.
Santa Cruz County's plastic bag ban begins March 20th. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.